tens of thousands of people who had their electricity cut off during Storm Éowyn will have to wait at least another week before it is restored. Around 100,000 customers will not have their power back until February as crews continue to work to repair the damaged electricity network. Tens of thousands of people are also still without water, phone or broadband services. ESB workers have been busy restoring electricity to customers across Ireland, often in terrible weather conditions. Our reporter Cian McCormack went out and about with one of the crews in County Wicklow yesterday.
There's the bitter cold and a driving rain in a field outside Tinnahealy. As you can hear, the ground is saturated.
There's driving conditions where those fields flooding out onto roads. It was dangerous. We had to let the other guys know about travelling through the areas in case, you know, make sure they were safe, in case, you know, there'd be a road accident or whatever.
By the way, this is ESB Network's Johnny Foxton.
We were at this fault yesterday evening, and there's 64 customers on it, and we found a tree on the line out towards the end of it.
He's bringing me to a fault on the line.
We removed the tree then, and we got the line back in last night. And then we were notified again this morning that the spur had blew again, and we had to patrol the line again today.
It's dark, pitch dark. And Johnny's headlamp is lighting the way to a corner of the field where his crew is working hard to remove another tree from the line.
Yeah, it's down the bottom of the field. It's a tillage field down close to forestry. And with all the heavy rain, with all the wind, between this storm and the last storm, the tree roots had all been getting soft down at the bottom and the trees were shaking. And then with the last storm last night and today, the trees fell over onto the line and caused the power to trip, which is a problem. It's the same one. We teared it last night, but different trees fell on it today. Well, the offending tree that was lying up against the line, Ciarán just cut the tree off there now. And the lines are all clear. We had to look up and down. The wire doesn't seem to be damaged. So we have the earths and all that removed, and everyone's happy that we're clear and we'll be able to go back down to the switching point now and switch the line back on and, please God, get the customers back on.
As Johnny goes to the switching point, I head up the road to Ballykelly to meet locals Eileen and John Byrne.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fine. Hi, I'm Keith McCormack.
How are you?
From RT, how are you doing?
How are you?
What's it been like? When did the power go?
Friday morning, I think it was around 5, and it came back then last night, and we thought, oh, great, this is fabulous, the power is back now. And then I had the light on down in the bedroom this morning, and next thing, gone. So we've no water, you see, because we're on a pump, so we've no water.
What's it been like, John?
It hasn't been nice now. No.
What's been the biggest difficulty? Obviously the water.
The water is a big difficulty, yeah. And unfortunately, I'm all electric. I don't have a gas cooker, a gas hob. So we were totally dependent on the electricity.
As I talk to the Byrnes, the power is restored by Johnny Foxton at the switching point up the road.
Ah!
There we are. Great.
There you go.
Great. Hopefully it'll stay now. That's the most important thing at this stage. I probably shouldn't say that, but anyway, hopefully it will.
Look, your power has just come back. Yeah. How are you feeling
great
now?
Oh, great. Relieved to have water and have cookers and everything again. Yeah, sure. Definitely relieved. It's great.
The Byrnes weren't the only family whose power came back yesterday. At Wooden Bridge, the Quinn family got their electricity back too. And when I arrived, ESB workers had removed a tree from their roof. Needless to say, Deirdre Quinn was very thankful.
And so it took them 6 or 7 hours actually to make the area safe and rescue our house. So we're just so grateful.
The tree is off your roof now, your electricity is back.
Yes, yeah, up and running and able to wash clothes again and feed children and give them baths. And I couldn't praise them enough. They were so courteous and professional. They worked non-stop in the pouring rain. They were shocking conditions to work in. So we were just so grateful.
For ESB network workers, repairing lines is what they do. It's hard work, but there's a lot of pleasure in it.
My name's Ryan Askins. I'm a network technician. It's a good feeling now when you drive out of an area and you get to see lights along the hills and houses back with power. Being on a pole in the wind now and the rain, it isn't pleasant, but look, it has to be done. So
I'm sure someone has to do it.
Exactly, yeah, and I think we're the only people that will. So
yeah, well, fair play. Thanks very much.
And that kind of tough work will continue, with many crews being sent to other parts of the country. ESB Network Area Manager for the Arklow and Enniscorthy region, Dave Phelan.
So there's another few days left in this storm, and as we start completing jobs, more crews will probably be asked to go towards worst impacted areas in the northwest and the southwest possibly. This is what we train for. We're well organised, and we've got a really, really good group of people that come together and drive it on and get customers back as quickly as possible.
That was David Phelan, ESB Network Area Manager for Arklow and Enniscorthy, ending that report by Cian McCormack. We can speak now with Brian Tapley, ESB Network's Regional Manager, who's on the line. Brian, good morning and thank you for joining us. I think we got a good sense of the difficult time and time-consuming work being done by your colleagues there from Cian's report. The progress is slow. How many customers are without power now this morning?
So over the weekend, we recovered power to 422,000 customers. We still have 246,000 customers without power this morning. We're going to work on that throughout this week, and I'd say by Friday, the 31st of January, we think we'll have that down to approximately 100,000, and then progressively into next week, we'll restore supply to the remaining 100,000 over the course of next week.
Okay, and how far into next week do you think that will go?
It'll take most of next week, but it'll be progressive, so that number will kind of reduce down as the week goes next week. But it will be towards the end of next week before the last customers in the worst impacted areas are back.
We have had some people tell us that they're not getting enough specific information about their own areas. I mean, are you able to get information to people who don't have power, who don't have internet, about how long it's going to be before their power is restored, so that they can make alternative arrangements if they're going to be without electricity for several days?
Yeah, so obviously where people have access to kind of phones or to internet, PowerCheck is where they get updates for their own outage. But obviously not every customer at the moment can do that because of the impact on power lines and the internet. So look, we're working with the government on the community hubs that was mentioned earlier in the program. So I suppose that's at those community hubs, that's where ESB will be able to provide information face to face with people on updates. But obviously if someone has no power and no phone line, it's difficult to give them that information.
All right. But this storm has exposed significant vulnerabilities to our electricity network, hasn't it? Why are there so many customers without power in this country compared with the UK, which has significantly fewer outages at the moment, despite having experienced the same storm?
I think there's a couple of reasons. The first is, I suppose Ireland was under a red alert for a good part of Friday. I'm not sure if the alerts in the UK and Europe were as severe for such a period. I think secondly, Ireland's network is outside the urban centres, is predominantly an overhead network, and I think we have kind of four times the overhead network per capita than the likes of UK or the likes of Europe. So their network is different. The topology of our network is different compared to the UK. I suppose they're probably the two reasons why we've had a greater impact than the UK and Europe. But in the UK and Europe, they are dealing with large numbers of customers out, and they're still, you know, in the middle of their own restoration effort as well. So we weren't the only country, I suppose, impacted by this storm.
All right. Thank you very much for speaking with us. That's Brian Tapley, ESB Network's Regional Manager.